Okay, we're going to start, see how it goes. We are on the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to explain what are the avodos by the Pesach and the Chatzos that the Machshavah Shemlo L'Shma passes. We know what those are, but because we went to Gemara for the past 12 lot. What the Mishnah says, HaPesach ve'achatos sheshichotan Shemlo L'Shma. You had a Machshavah of Shemlo L'Shma, I think we're saying a Shinui Kodesh, by Pesach and Chatzos, or that Shechted Shemlo L'Shma, or Kibel, you accepted the blood into the Kli, after Shrita, you did that Shemlo L'Shma, or Vahala, you walked the blood in the keli to the mizbeach shelo lishma, or vizara, or you actually sprinkled the blood or threw the blood on the mizbeach shelo lishma. Rather, you had in mind a different carbon. Oh, or even if you had mixed intent, oh lishman v'shelo lishman, right? You had intent for the pesach and intent for something else, or the other way around. Oh shelo lishman v'lishman. You had intent lo shma and lishma. The chiddush we already learned in the Gemara was we don't say you go after the first lashon, we don't say that you go after the second lashon. Once you have the mixed intents, it is psulim. Both the korachatus and the korban pesach are pasul. And if you get to the point, you don't throw the blood. The emurim are not put onto mizbeach, and the meat is usher to be eaten. Right? Rashi says o lishma v'shlo lishma. Not that you did one avoda one way, one avoda the other way. That's clear. The answer is avoda achas l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo. You had a mixed intent in one avoda. The Gemara is going to explain. So the commission will explain. Ketzad l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo. What does l'shmo and v'shlo l'shmo mean? So if you had the same Pesach, l'shem shlamim, you had an intent in the same avoda. That I guess maybe the beginning or the end or all at once. L'shem Pesach l'shem shlamim. Shelo l'shman v'l'shman, what's that? You had the lo l'shman intent first. Shelashem shlamim v'l'shem pesach. And why are all these things possible? Shehazebach nifsa v'aber dvarim. There are four avodos, and any bad machshava within those four avodos possible to the korban, if we're talking about a chatas or a pesach. What are those? V'shchita, shechting. V'kivol, accepting the blood into the klisharis. V'hiluch, walking the blood to the mizbeach. And zrika, and throwing the blood onto the mizbeach. Right, should have said this in the first Mishnah. These four things. I think they talk about that. Right? He says, why don't we delineate these Dalet Avodos in this Mishnah that's talking about the soul of the Pesach and the Chatzos, and we didn't explain them before. We're talking about all of the Zvachim. Right? Because the first Mishnah was Kol Zvachim Shnizbus Loshman Shem El Shalul Bayim Shem Kova. We only mentioned Shchita. We don't mention any of the other ones. We know the other Avodos because we learned it in the Gemara. Well, the Mishnah makes the distinct separate and separate and only say it over here. So I saw the Karen Ora says, that the Rebbe wants to explain all the Dalet Avodos in this Mishnah to make another Chiddush, that the Psula of the Pesach and the Chatas is in all Dalet Avodos. I don't know what that has answers. We would know that anyway. It's still not clear as to why you only have to list the Mishnah over here. Okay.
So each one separately has the power. You would think that, like...
So why don't you say in the first Mishnah?
Mm-hmm.
I know that. So why don't I say it in the first Mishnah? Okay. Next.
It's very common, by the way. Like, by Ezel, in Mach, it's talk about Ezel's own, and you have to wait till later to find out what Ezel's
own. But why?
That's solid and more.
No, I don't like that answer. Okay. So Rav Shimon Makshir Behila. Rav Shimon says that if you have a bad intent, a possible intent during halacha, the time when you're walking the blood from where you caught it to the mizbeach, then it's still kosher. That machshava at that time does not possible the karba, right? So the question is, you have to have a subject. When he says that it's kosher, does that mean mamash kosher is all the Bible Shem Kova, or just talking about like tachas and a pesach? That it becomes kosher, and it's.
I think if you mind the fact that you don't need to do the halacha.
Well, we'll see that in the Mishnah, but that's not my question I'm asking. The question I'm asking is, what does kosher mean? Does kosher mean it's kosher and old Baal Shem Kova, you do not have to bring another one? Or let's say it's a chatas, meaning now you can actually continue with the avod, you can eat it, but you still have to bring another chatas. Rav Shimon Machshir Behilach. Rav Shimon says it's kosher, let's read the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Machshir Behilach. Why? Shehaya Omer, because Rav Shimon would say, we've seen this also before. Shehaya Omer, E Efshar Shalobah Shlita, Veshalobah Kabbalah Shalobah Zrika. Those three are indispensable avodos. You can't get away without shechting a karbon without doing those three avodos. Aval Efshar Belohiloch. But it is possible to go about the avodah without doing hiluch. How is that? Shochet b'tzad ha-mizbeach. You shecht on the side of the mizbeach, very close to the mizbeach. V'zorek, and then you throw the blood right from there. You catch the blood and you throw it, and you put it. You catch it in the kli, take it out and throw it. That's the thing. It is one of the four. It is one of the four, but it's dispensable. Rav Shimon says the fact that it's dispensable means that it's not considered on the same level. The other ones say no. That as long as you do it, since it's in the cat that wouldn't have to be done in certain circumstances, it still has all the halachas of the other avodah. Right? So he says Abal Eshar below Hiluch. So how? Shokhi Pitsanas Bayah Fazori. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says no, yes, and we'll get to Rabbi Lezer later on in the Gemara, not today. Hamahalek Bimakam Shitzarak Lahalek is probably addressing what you're talking about, David. He says it's this in-between status. It has this quasi-status. It depends on whether or not you actually need halacha in that situation. If you're in a situation where you need halacha, it's an avodah. If you're in a situation where it doesn't need halacha, it's not an avodah. Rabbi Lezer Omer Hamalek Bimakam Shitzarak Lahalek Makshala Poses. Bimakam Shitzarak Lahalek Ein Makshala Poses. It all depends on whether or not you need it. If it's dispensable through your carbon, it's an avodah. Makshala Poses. If it's not, then it's not. Question is, though, that A lot of korbanos. I mean, maybe this isn't a question. A lot of the korbanos, you have to do shechita on the tzad tzafon of the mizbeach. Then you have to do halacha to get it from the tzad tzafon to walk all the way around to the keves, which is on the darum side, to walk up. So how can you tell me halacha is indispensable? Just practically speaking, on certain korbanos, it would be dispensable. And then the answer would be that maybe in those cases we're talking about where you actually did the shechita on top of the mizbeach. The shechita on top of the mizbeach, part of the mizbeach also protruded into the tzafon. So if you did the shechita over there, otherwise I don't understand it. Because there's certain korbanos that have to go inside the tzafon. You would have to walk from the tzafon around onto the mizbeach to bring it up. But if you do the shechita on top of the mizbeach, which I guess must be kosher, then you won't have any issues. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask, right? You want to ask that the Mishnah said that machshavah shelo l'shma passes by the Kabbalah. Right, we just spent a little time on the halacha, but on the Kabbalah, on the accepting the blood in the Klisharis. The Kabbalah, mi pasla, is it really true that during the time of Kabbalah Saddam, if you had an improper intent, that pasla is the carbon? Tanya, look at the following Brisa. Brisa says, quoting the pasuk in Vayikra, B'shachas v'nabak with Hashem, v'hikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es Saddam, v'zarku es Saddam al-zveyach sabit. We saw this also in the beginning of the Masechta. So v'hikrivu, Hikrivu means bring close, but we said that meant zo Kabbalah Saddam. That meant accepting the Kabbalah Saddam. Right, Rashi explained on Daf Dalid that the Hikrivu is Kabbalah and not Halacha because it comes right after Shrita. So if only mentioned right after Shrita, right after Shrita, first you have to accept the blood, then before you break it. The Hikrivu zo Kabbalah Saddam, right? Ata over Kabbalah Saddam, maybe it's, you tell me that it's Kabbalah Saddam, o eno el Zrika. Maybe it means throwing the blood. Ain't well as Zrika. The Gemara says no, because it can't be Zrika, because the end of the pasuk says Vizarku was Adam, right? Kishu Omer Vizarku Hare Zrika Amor. It's talking about Zrika. Ha Ma'ani Mekayim Vikrivu. What do I establish that the word Sikrivu mean? That's Zo Kabbalah Saddam. That's Kabbalah Saddam. What does the pasuk say by the Kabbalah Saddam? Right? Vikrivu Bnei Aaron Akohanim. Right? Kabbalah Saddam. Right? Ha Ma'ani Mekayim Kabbalah Saddam. Ha Ma'ani Mekayim Vikrivu Zo Kabbalah Saddam. And then it says Bnei Aaron Kohanim, Shetehei B'Kohen Kosher U'B'Kli Sharis. You see from there I missed the question. So V'Kriv was on Kabbalah Saddam. Ata Omer Kabbalah Saddam, O Enuel Zrika. Maybe V'Kriv means Zrika. If V'Kriv means Zrika, then Kabbalah is not an avoda that needs Machshava, because it's not mentioned in the pasuk. He says, no. It's not Zerika, because you own Mizarku, I have Zerika, Ha'ani Mekayim Hikrivu. Mekrivu means Kabbalah Saddam, and therefore it is included in the pasuk, and it is a legitimate avoda, and you would need the Machshava. And then the Gemara continues, it's B'nei Aaron HaKohanim, that all these avodos, the Kabbalah Saddam has to be done, the Kohen Kosher, to do with the Kohen Kosher, like the B'nei Aaron, right? Ube Klisharis. And you also has to be wearing the Klisharis, which Rashi indicates over here, the Klisharis means he has to be wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Right, Rashi, the last short line says, "B'klisharis sheheyu muluvashim maluvshim big de kahuna." You have to wear the big de kahuna. The kohanim, when you say the word kohanim, mashma b'kihunam. So Gemara Daf Yuches on the base. And when you say kohanim, when you say the word kohanim, it's mashma in their priestly hood, which means behindu big de kahuna. Right? They call hecha the katani nami b'kohen kasher b'klisharis the big de kahuna. Every word, place it says Kohen Kasher. Klisharis, it means a Kasher Kohen with the Klisharis. So there's a whole thing over here about the status of the Kedusha of the Kohanim, the Zman Hazeh. There's a famous, remember this, Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam used a Kohen to wash his hands. And they asked him, oh, why don't you, how do you do that? How can you use a Kohen? That's Kedusha. So he says, no, they're only, the Zman Hazeh, they don't have it because they only have it with the Bigdei Kohuna. The whole thing about other, well, hold to do about other instances, about other issues about the lofty status of Kohanim. So the Gemara then says, so now we have that Bnei Aaron Kohanim from this pasuk. Some Rabbi Kiva, no. Rabbi Kiva says, Minayin l'kabbalah shelo tia el v'kohen kasher b'kisharis. From where do I know that Kabbalah has to be with a kasher kohen who's wearing his bidei kahuna? Not from this pasuk. Nemar kana says in our pasuk, v'kribu bnei Aaron. It says, v'kribu bnei Aaron, right? V'nemar v'holon. And the other, next, another pasuk, that's the pasuk we're talking with, accounting the children of Aaron. It says, Eila shemos bnei Aaron ha-kohanim ha-mushuchatim ha-shamile yodam l'chaim. Right? So you see, he's learning the Gzeira Shava. Ma'ala ha-lohan in Parshas b'midbar, we're talking about a Kohen Kosher, because that's talking about Allah's early Tamar bnei Aaron, they were called Kosher Kohanim, and the Klisharis is talking about Kohanim who are actually wearing the bidei kahuna. So Afkan, so too, in our case, by Kabbalah Saddam, where it says bnei Aaron, it's b'kohen kosher, ubi klisharis. Okay? That's all it is. He learns out that halacha from the Zera Shava. So now, Rabbi Tarfon asks a question on Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Right? So basically, from the Brisa of Rabbi Akiva, it seems to indicate that Kabbalah is exactly the same as Rika. So I'm Rabbi Tarfon, very, very graphic language. Akateyach es banai, I should bury my sons. I heard that there is a distinction between Kabbalah and Zrika. Zrika means that Kabbalah is less chamor of an avoda than Zrika. Not like you, Rabbi Kiva, who says that it's all the same, but I just don't remember it. I thought maybe burying my kids, why should he bury his kids? What does that mean? I think it's a little bit of Musar. What was the whole concept? He forgot his learning. He forgot a piece of Torah. It was so devastating to Rabbi Tarfon that he learned something and then forgot a piece of Torah, that it's like burying his children. It's like burying his children if he can't remember a piece of Torah. That's how important it was to him. He says, so I'm Rabbi Kiva, Ani Afarish. So Rabbi Kiva, who's asking the question on, says, I'm going to explain to you what you heard, the difference between Kabbalah and Zrika. Right? He says, number one, Kabbalah lo asaba machshava kemaisa. Mean that there's no machshavas psul by Kabbalah. Right away, that's going to be a problem for us. We said that Kabbalah is the same thing. But by Zrika, asaba machshava kemaisa. But by Zrika, machshava is kemaisa. Right? Rashi says, lo asaba machshava kemaisa. Rashi turns towards the top of the wide lines. Hashta saka daito. Right now we think the Ka'amar ain machshava poselis bishvila. Machshava of improper intent during Kabbalah is not going to pasul. In chisheva chutz lezmano oshva lishmo amal opasul. Whether it's you have a chutz lezmano, you have a pigal intent, right? Pigal means I have machshava to eat, or sorry, that the korban will be consumed. Chutz lezmano or shva lishmo. That happening right now is that Kabbalah machshava during Kabbalah won't pasul. That's number one. Number two, kiblo b'chutz. If you accepted the blood in the klisharis outside of the azara, eino chayev karis. There's no chayev karis over there, right? Eino chayev karis. I mean, the case must be either you shechted it outside or you shechted it right by the edge and then pulled it outside somehow. Eino chayev karis. But zraka b'chutz aren't karis. For some reason, you did zrika of a korban chutz to the outside of the Beis Hamikdash, chayev karis. That's number two. Kibluhu psulim, let's say zorin, or non, or kohanim who are apostle, like drunk kohanim, for example, they were mekavel the blood in the klisharis. Ein chayovim aleim, they're not chayov, I guess misa, but zraku psulim chayovim aleim. The zar or apostle kohen throws the blood, they are chayov misa. So Amar lo Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon says to Rabbi Kiva, another more graphic language, havoda with a shvua im hetisa yomin usmo. Right? I swear that you didn't deviate from the correct shot one way, from the right or from the left. Ani shamati v'ein li lefarish. I heard, but I didn't know what the chilik was. V'atah dorish umaskim l'shmua. And you make a drasha, that's exactly what I heard. Right? V'lashon hazeh amarlo akiva. So then he says, Rabbi Tapa says, Rabbi Akiva, Akiva kol ha-porish mecha, ki-porish mechayot. whoever separates from you, as if they separate from their life. In other words, they should die. I think the same thing, because Torah is so tashuv to them that Torah is life. Sustaining from Akiva is sustaining life. Anyway, we have a kasha now, because from the words of Rabbi Akiva, we learned that if you had machshava b'shtasa kabbalah, a machshava shlo lishma, the korban is not possible. But that's a problem on our Mishnah, whom our Mishnah was clear that kabbalah is one of the avodas of korban, that machshava shlo lishma is possible. So what's going on? So Gemara says, let's hear from the Mishnah and the Braisa. So Amar Rava, Rava says, no kasha. There's no kasha from the Braisa to our Mishnah, because Khan, in the Braisa, where it says that a machshava does not possible by kabbalah, that's talking about machshava's people. That's when you had machshava during kabbalah to eat the meat after the zman of the achila. In this case, there's no, that machshava does not pass on the karban. But Khan, in our Mishnah, we're talking about machshava shelo lishma. If you had machshava shelo lishma during the kabbalah, then you agree that the pesach and the chatas is possible. And Dekanami says you can make a deal to this extent as well, that our Mishnah is not talking about machshava's pigle, that our Mishnah is talking about machshava shelo lishma. De katani shazevach nifsal. The Mishnah says shazevach nifsal medal avodos velo katani mispagel. And the Mishnah doesn't say that the zevach became pigel. Shmamina, that our Mishnah is talking about shalol shma, and therefore the brisa has to be talking about machsheves pigel, and there's no stira. So the Gemara then says it can't be the machsheves pigel lo pasla v'kabbalah. If you have a machshava during kabbalah to eat the meat after the zman achila, your machsheves pigel during the kabbalah, that doesn't pass on the karbon. Vatanya, we learned the following in a brisa. Yochol lo tiyeh machshava mo eles elev azrika bilvad. You would think that the machshava of pigel, a machshava's pigel, would only work to pass on the karbon during the zrika. It would only work during the zrika. Because the pasuk says, right, it's the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Zayin, it says, hamakiv oso lo yichashev lo pigel hu. And you think hakrova is zrika, Rashi says, which is weird, because we just said Hakrava in Vayikra was Kabbalah. So, I just said each, the context, you have to look at the context of the Pasuk. Right, so it says, V'machshavas pikel v'pasuk v'kabbalah, v'atanya yochol lo tiyeh machshava mo eles elem ezrik v'vad, minayim l'rovas, how do we know to include shrita v'kabbalah, again, leaves out halacha, Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, right, im he'achol yeyachel, Sar Zevach Shlomov. I don't think that's what Pigel Hu, I think, comes afterwards. Right? How's the pasuk go? Im Heachol Yachel Yvashar Zevach Shlomov. V'yom Hashlish Lo Yeretzeh Hamachiv Oso Lo Yechashev Lo Pigel Yiyah. So it says Heachel Yeachel. Right? Lo Yeretzeh. D'dvarim Hanebiyam Lidei Achila Kosim Edaber. The Torah is telling me that a Machsheves Pigel works the pasuk. If you have that machshava during one of the things that permits you to eat the karbon, eat is two things: either human consumption or mizbeach consumption. During one of the avodos that permits you to consume the karbon, if you have a machshava's pigel, that would make it possible, right? So you have to have that machshava during one of the avodos hamachshiros the karbon to afila. So therefore, if you have machshava during the shkita or the kabbalah, then it would also, because you need these avodos in order to make a kosher karbon. So then I was saying, so Yochol Shani Marbe, maybe if I had this machshava af shvichos shirayim, maybe the machshava is poseles even if I pour the extra blood at the end, they would pour the extra blood into the base of the mizbeach. So if you had intent to eat the karbon chutz l'zmana while I'm pouring out the extra blood, maybe I should say that that's pigel. And also, ba'karis emurim, also if I have intent to eat my meat, if during the time I'm burning the extra on the emurim, the limbs on the mizbeach, I have the intent to eat my meat, chutz l'zmano, maybe you would say also that it's now pigel and you can't eat it. Talmud Lomar, I don't know why you would say that. The Mishnah just gave a cloud. The cloud was, dvarim ha-mivim l'dei achila. Shvichos shirayim, ba'karis emurim, are not ma'akir for the achila. It's a bad thing not to do, but it's not ma'akir the achila. So I don't understand that. Okay? So he says, to Talmud Lomar, it says, Bayom hashlishni yoreit lo yeiratzeh, ha'makriv oso lo yeichashev. Right? So again, makriv is zrika. So Gemara says, zrika b'chal ha'isa. I already knew that zrika was included in the pigle world. Why did I say Zrika again here? Zrika b'chlal haisa. The lama yotzisa. Why is it written again independently? Lahakish aleha. To make a hekesh between Zrika and all the other avodos. V'lo melacha. To tell you. Ma Zrika miyuchedes. Shehi avoda. Umeakedes kapara. That it is avoda. And if that avoda is not done, you cannot obtain atonement for whatever reason you bring in the karvan. Af kol avoda umeakedes kapara. So too, any other avoda that is crucial for getting kapara, which is before, comes yotzu shvicha shirayim v'hakaras emorim, that excludes pouring the extra blood and burning the limbs on the mizbeach. If you have a machshavas pigul during those times, it doesn't become pigul. But she'ein ma'akmin es hakapara, because even if you weren't to pour the shirayim or you weren't makter the emorim, you'd still, the korban would still be mechaper. You just didn't kill. You didn't kill the Mishnah. You didn't complete the Mishnah. So what do we come from over here in the end? Bottom line, there's a kasha now, because it's clear from this brisa that Machsheva's Pigel works to pasul a karbon even during Kabbalah Sadan, which goes against the whole sugya, the whole back and forth between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Right? Rabbi Akiva had the whole thing. Sorry, it goes against Rava's answer. They had a kasha between the Mishnah and the Braisa based on Rabbi Akiva. Robert answered that, the Mishnah is talking about a Machsheva Shelo Lishma, and therefore it's Pasul. The Braisa is talking about Machsheva's Pigol, and it's not Pasul because it's not Pasul because that's talking about Kabbalah. And Machsheva's Pigol doesn't pass by Kabbalah. Right now, we just proved that Machsheva's Pigol does pass by Kabbalah. It only doesn't make it possible like Karasim Murim and Shvikla Shirai Adam. So what's going on? Does Machshavas Pigol pass by Kabbalah or not? So the Gemara says, clearly Machshavas Pigol does pass by Kabbalah. So now we still go back to our original question. We had a kashya between the Braisa and our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said that Machshava is not poselus by Kabbalah, or our Mishnah says Machshavas is poselus by Kabbalah. So how do you answer that stira? So Elo lo kashya. When Rabbi Akiva says that Machsheva's Pigol, again, we're going back to Machsheva's Pigol, but he says Machsheva's Pigol does not, it's clear that Machsheva's Shalom Shema passes by Kabbalah. So the whole thing has to be that what Bryce says, that Machsheva's, that the Machsheva by Halacha doesn't pass, it must be in the Pigol world. So what in the Pigol world, how do we answer the question? Elo Kasha. Ha, when we say Machsheva's Pigol doesn't pass by Kabbalah, that's the Amr, that's when he says during the Shechita, Hareini Shochet, Al-Minas, the Kabbal Dama Lamachar. I have intent to accept the blood tomorrow. V'ha, and when the Braisa says that Shechita and Kabbalah also pass as a Machshavas Pigol, when is that? That's the Amar, Hareini Mikabel Dama, Al-Minas Lishpok Shirayim Lamachar. I'm having the intent to accept the blood, to do Kabbalah, to throw the blood tomorrow. The only time Pigol is effective, again, it's counterintuitive, it's effective to pasul. The only time pigul is effective, if you have the chutz l'zman machshava on achila. Achila is mizbeach or achila is adam. So if in the first case, in the Mishnah, in the case where Rabbi Akiva says that pigul doesn't pasul by kabbalah, where pigul doesn't pasul, that's when you had intent to accept the blood tomorrow. Big deal. That's not an achila. Right? Let's look at Rashi. Lo kasha, top Rashi. Which one? Yeah. I mean, that we can't shayach al beis. Right. So lo kasha. The katani el machshavas kabbalah lo pasul bepiglul. When you say, we said before that machshava that a machshava by kabbalah doesn't pasul bepiglul. Lo kishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishishish When I had the intent to accept the blood tomorrow. Ilu zrika kahai gavna, zrika in this instance, that's the finish. By zrika, asabo machsheva kemaisa. That's, the machshava is like the maisa. So it's as if you threw the blood for tomorrow. So in Shochet Almanak Lizrok Dam Lemachor Pigel. Then that's Pigel. Dahainu Achilas Mizbeah. Fine. So the difference is whether or not when you had the Machshava. So if you had the Machshava to accept the blood tomorrow, that's not Pigel. But if you said Harit, if you accept the blood on condition to throw the blood tomorrow, so what this says, since you had the Machshava in one of the Dalar Avodos, that permits the blood to be eaten, to throw to pour the blood tomorrow, which is an achilah, since achilas mizbeach, then the pigel is passes the karma. Confusing. So the Gemara then is at least confusing for me. So now the Gemara says, we just said that if I had intent to pour the blood tomorrow, that creates pigel. The Gemara asks, is that true? So Amr Leih Hahumi Rabbanu L'Rava. One of the Chacham said to Rava, V'shvicha Shirayim V'aktaris Emurim Lo Pasla B'hu Machshava. We just said before, right, before in Amun Aleph, that if you had the pigle intent during Shvicha Shirayim or Aktaris Emurim, there's no, the pigle is not, doesn't work. The Hatznan, but we have, I think it's about Tanya, right, the Brisa in the Medrash, you would have thought that maybe the machshava of pigel would only work if you had intent to eat the meat. Chus lezmano. Minayin l'rabos, how do I know to include? Minayin l'rabos, shvicha shirayim v'aktaris emurim. How do I know that I have a machshava, a pigel, to either pour the blood or to mak the emurim, chus lezmano, that's also pigel. Minayin l'rabos, shvicha shirayim v'aktaris emurim. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, "Im he achol yeachel." Right, the pasuk says, "Im achol yeachel." And besides, the shlomo of Yom Shlishi, lo yeretzeh hamachim b'sol yechashem bo pigul yeu. By the end of the masechta, we know that pasuk by heart. Right, so he achol yeachel b'shtei achilus akasim medaber. The pasuk is talking about two achilus, achas achilus adam and achas achilus mizbeach. If you have pigul intent for achilus adam, which is eating the meat, or achilus adam, a mizbeach, which is pouring the blood on the mizbeach, or burning the limbs and the fat from the mizbeach. So you see that pigul is an intent that applies to shvicha shirayim and akdaris emur. So Gemara says, no, you're misunderstanding. Lo kasha. When we say that machsheva is poselas b'achilus mizbeach, it's when you do one of the dalet avodos with the intent to do either that akdaris emurim chutz l'zmano. But an intent during that akdaris emurim is not. Because pigul can only work during one of the Dalai Lavodas. Let's do see it inside. Lo kasha. Ha. In the case where we say that Machshava is poselas by Achilas Mizbeach, the Amar, where he said, for example, Harini Zorek Amanas Musvok Shirayim L'machar. I'm throwing the blood to pour the extra tomorrow. So I had a pigle intent during one of the Dalai Lavodas for an Achila, for a consumption Mizbeach. That's the quintessential case. That's possible. But ha, when we say that shvicha shirayim and aktaris emurim do not passel with the machshavas pigel, that's when he says the amar hareini shofik shirayim al menas lahakir emurim lamacher. I am pouring the blood with the intent to burn the emurim tomorrow. So I had the intent during a non-essential avoda. Pigel will only work if I have intent during one of the four essential avodos, that an echila, which is a consumption, either human consumption or zbeah consumption, should take place tomorrow. That answers that. Fine. So we answered the stira between the brisos, because it depended on what the machshava was, right? The stira was, one brisa was where you shechted al manas l'kabel dam l'machar, and one was where you said that al makabel shoke al manas l'kabel dam l'machar, that is kosher, because that's what you're talking about, not a non-echila. Right. Sorry, that's where it's possible. But if you makabel when Rabbi Kiva said that machshavas pigel does not possible kabbalah, that's talking about a place where you shechted to be makabel the blood tomorrow. That doesn't work because that's not a chilas mizbeach. When we say that machshava pigel is possible, that's when you had during one of the dalet avodos. You had a machshavas pigel for a chila of the mizbeach or a chila of the adam. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to go talk a little bit more about Pigel. But we're talking now about Pigel. We're talking about one of the extra avodos that was done in one of the inner, in the Chatos Pnimios. Right? You had the Chatos Pnimios, like a par on Davash al Tzibor, a par Kol Mashiach, a par Sayyir, Shal Yom Kippurim. The halacha is right over there that you would sprinkle from their blood seven sprinkles through the parochus that separates between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim. And then you would have four Azayos on the four corners of the Mizbeach inside. Right, like the Parse and the Fire and Kippurim, you would also sprinkle the blood in the Kodesh Kodashim. The idea is though that there's a sprinkling inside. Right? They call that Tzvilas Etzba. So there are five avodos here now. Not only is there a Zrika, there's also what's called Tzvilas Etzba. So now the question is, you had a Machsheves Pigel during Tzvilas Etzba, which is an extra avoda by the Chatos Pnimios. So Amar Rav Yehuda, the Rebbe of Rav Chia, Shamati, I heard from my Rebbe, she Tzvilas Etzba, that if during the time you're dipping your finger in the blood of the Chatos in order to sprinkle from your finger onto the Mizbeach, during the time you're dipping your finger, you had a machshava to either be makter the imur chatos tomorrow. That's mifageles. That is a machshava mifageles bechatos pnimius. That in the chatos pnimius, that's a machshava mifageles. See Rashi. There's a Rashi that helps out here. Shemati me rabosai shetzvilos etzba. Rashi is towards the top. Shetzvilos etzba hamura bechatos pnimos betavol lakom beetzba. So if you did that, that also counts. If you dip the finger with the improper intent, that also makes it pigel. So Shama Ilfa heard this din that tefilas, that a machshava during tefilas etzba is also mifageles. Amar kamei de Rav Pada, he said that the what he heard to Rav Pada. Amar, so Rav Pada says, what are you talking about? That can't be. Klum lamanu pigel ela mishlamim. Where's the example of pigel? We learned it out from the Korban Shlomim. That's what the pasuk says. What's the pasuk? In Heyochel Yechel Mivusar Zev Shlomo B'Yom Hashlishi Lo Yirotze Hamachim Oso Leich Hashem Lo Pigel Yiyeh. So Mashlomim. So it has to learn out from Shlomim. Mashlomim ain't Tzvilas Etzba Mifagelus Behem. By Shlomim, Tzvilas Etzba is not something that could cause pigel. If you had Machshava there, because the halacha is by Shlomim, you throw it from the kli. You don't dip your finger in and throw it. You throw it from the kli. So dipping your finger is not part of the avoda. By the chatos pnimios, you dip it and you sprinkle it with your hands. That's how the zrika works. So it says, Mashlamim ain't tefilas etzba mifagelus behen, ach chatos. So even by the chatos pnimios, where you have a halakha that you have to stick your finger in, still nevertheless, ain't tefilas etzba mifagelus behen. Because we only learn the halakhas of pigel from Shlamim, and from Shlamim there's only four avodas. So only during the four avodas can you have a machshavas pigel, not during an extra avoda by the chatos pnimios. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you can tell me that we learn everything about pigel from Shlomim. V'chi hakol mishlomim lamdu, right? We learn everything from Shlomim. A little bit of introduction. The halacha is that, and we'll learn this more when we get to the sugyas of pigel, that in order for pigel to actually make it pigel, therefore to make the karet to eat it afterwards, the machshavas pigel has to be the lone psul, has to be the only psul. You have to be makrib the makshir kemitzvaso, Mishnah is going to say. Everything else has to be done correctly. If it's pigel plus something else, it's not pigel. That's the halacha, right? So let's ima shlomim. So let's say it outside. Shlomim says, if I do machshava shalol l'shma, shlomim l'shem ola, that doesn't pass on the karbon. So therefore, if I had pigel plus shalol l'shma, it's still pigel. But by a chatzis, if I have pigel and shalol l'shma, that is pigel. That is not pigel, because I have shalol l'shma, which passes the karbon. But if you're learning everything out from shlomim, why does shalol l'shma get rid of the pigel by chatzis? Must be because you have to take each karbon on its own. Let's go and see it inside. The ki akol mishlomim lamdu, ima shlomim shalol l'shman, ein motzi midei pigel. A machshava shalol l'shma doesn't remove the pigel status by shlomim, because it's still a kosher karbon, just shalol olabal m'shem chova. So af chatos shalol l'shma emot midei pigel. So to by chatos the halacha should be that shalol l'shma should not remove the pigel status. But we know that's not the case, because we have there's a gemara on daf chav tes that says if you shechted the chatos the machshava chutz l'zmana, right? You had a pigel intent by the shechita, And then you had a Kabbalah intent in Shalol Lishma, the carbon is possible, but it's not pigle, there's no karis. Because you weren't makriv the rest of the carbon in Halakha. But if you're learning everything out from Shlamim, why are you making a difference? If you're not making a difference between Shlamim and Chatas Primios, there should be no difference between Shlamim and regular Chatas. So Gemara says, Ela ma ispach lameimar, what do you have to say? Me ribuyai dikroika asi. We don't learn out. We must learn that Achshav Shalol Lishma knocks Chatas out from Tigol, from the Ribuya Dekorta Asi, from the extra of the Psukim. Right, let's look at Rashi. Elamai Shalom Neymar, Mirubi Dekorta Asi. Mirubi Dekorta Asi, Kol Hazvachim the Tigol. We don't learn out Tigol from Shlomim, we learn it out from a Ribuy. The lonely Shlomim Lamdu. Hilchak, therefore what? Kol Chad Dechad. Every carbon, Ma Depasil, whatever passels that carbon, motzio midei pigol, that would take it out from pigol. V'chein le'inyan ha'va'asol midei pigol, kol chav v'chad ma'idekasiv bei da'havei bodav yudei pigol. Just like anything that passes the carbon takes it out of pigol, anything that's essential for the carbon will bring it to pigol. So, by the regular chakas, Shalol Lishma passes the carbon, it removes the pigul status. By Chatas Pnimius, with the tip in the finger is an essential part of the avoda that can bring it into the pigul if you have the machshava during that time. Elamais lameimar miruba dekor ka'asi, hakanami miruba dekor ka'asi. So it's over here. So therefore he says now, where we're at now, is that a machshava's pigul during the dipping of the finger by Chatas Pnimius is pigul. So Gemara now is going to bring more Amorayim that dealt with this whole din of Tvilus Espa by the Chatas Pnimius. Just one question. By Shlomim, that are Shechtet Shalol Lishma, you're right that they're not Nipsal. But what's the halacha? The halacha is Ein Heim Olam Labayim Shem Kova. Right? It's not really done properly. It's not done the way it's supposed to be done. Right? So why aren't they Olam Labayim Shem Kova? Because there's a psul in the carbon. It was done Shalol Lishma. Right? Because we said on Dav Zayin Rav Beis, by carbon Ola that its Bailim died and the Yorish was Makrovit, we said that Im Shachto B'Shino Kodesh, the Lashon was Psula. Right? The Psula is the Lashon that the Gemara is. So we see that the Lashon of Psul is used even by the cases of Shalol Ola Labayim L'Shem Chova. So if that's the case, why doesn't a Shalol Lishma intent remove the pigle even by a Shlomim? Lo Ayel Olu Shem Chova, according to the Lashon of the Gemara, is a psul. And we say that in order for it to remain pigle, there can't be any other psul. But we have a psul. So Lo Lishma is psul. You're right, it's not all the way puzzle like the carbon chatas, but it is a psul in the carbon. Right? So the same in the Sivus HaKodesh. I'm not sure who the Sivus HaKodesh is, but I think you mentioned it in the front. The Sivus HaKodesh is... Well, I'll have to find it. The Sefer Nesivos HaKodesh says is that what's the difference? What's the whole problem with Pigel? The whole problem with Pigel is when you had a machshava regarding Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach. You had an improper intent regarding the Achila. What's the story? And that's what the psul is. What's the psul of machshava Shalosh Rabbi Shlomim? You still got to do what? You still got to eat it. There's no psul in the Achila. So therefore, if there's no psul in the achila, therefore, that machshava will not motzi from pigul, which is purely an achila issue. You hear? The whole problem is, it's shlomim is also psul, but it's not psul in the achila. And pigul is only an achila problem. That's the Nesivus Kodesh. Okay. So now the Gemara is, by Amar Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara is going to talk about, a little more, about the din of tefillah etzva b'chatas primius. So Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi ba'aliyah zo shamati, in this attic I heard she tzvilas etzpa, that the dipping of the finger in the dam of the chatas primius, and you have obviously you have intent to be makter the emurim tomorrow, it's mifagelas. It makes it pigol. So tahi ba Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Reish Lakish asked the following question, similar to what we just had before. Klum lamanu pigol el mishlamim. Didn't we learn pigol from shlamim? Mashlamim ein tefilas etzem fagelas behem. Af gatas ein pigol ein tefilas etzem fagelas behem. So Gemara says, wait a second. Same question we had before. Did we learn everything from Shlomim? So what are you telling me the whole thing? Why are you telling me that you learned it from Shlomim? So Rav Yossi said, and we answered the question, you know, it's from a Riboy, and then Kalkadasi, and Miribu de Krakasi. So Amr Rav Yossi Bechanina answers the question as follows. Amr Rav Yossi Bechanina in. No, Eina Hanami. Kol Mishlomim Lamdu. We learn everything from Shlomim. Right? And Ab Al Pikain, Amachsheva Shalol Lishma, which is not possible by Shlomim, pulls out the Chakas from Pigol. Why? Hoil. The chutzlim komo. I'm just gonna read it first. Hoel the chutzlim komo posel b'shlamim shelo l'shmo posel b'chatos. Ma chutzlim komo posel b'shlamim motzi midei pigel. Af shelo l'shmo posel b'chatos motzi midei pigel. Basically, the Gemara is saying is that you do find by shlamim that there is a machshava that can remove it from pigel. So to b'chatos there can be a machshava that removes it from pigel. What's the machshava by shlamim that can remove it from pigel? Let's say besides having a machshava of chutz l'zmana, which is pigel, you have the machshava of chutz l'mkomo, that I'm going to eat it in the wrong area. So that's not pigel, meaning you're not going to parse in that case, but it's still a psul. So let's say I shef the shlamin with pigel intent, then I'm the kabel of the blood with chutz l'mkomo intent, it's not pigel anymore. Because I had one machshava, right? Any wrong machshava, basically we're learning from shlamin, is that any improper machshava other than pigel can remove the pigel status. I found one by shlomim, kutzlim komo, so I have in my chatzis, shalom l'shma. Let's read it aside again. Am Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina in, hakol mishlomim lamdu, hoel the kutzlim komo, a machshava to eat the food outside, kutzlim komo, posel mishlomim, it passes a korban shlomim, there, Shalom l'shmo posel b'chatas, and I have a machshav of shalom l'shmo that passes b'chatas. So ma chutzlim komo, if I have chutzlim komo in addition to a pigel machshava, ha posel b'shlamin motzi midei pigel, that removes the pigel status because it's not machshir. The rest of the korban is not done the hechsher. Af shalom l'shmo posel b'chatas, so to shalom l'shmo, which is a psul in b'chatas, motzi midei pigel, that will also be motzi midei pigel. So what I'm learning from, I am learning from shlamin. But I'm not learning specifics from Shlomim. I'm learning more general rules from Shlomim. What did I learn from Shlomim? That any wrong machshava other than pigel, any machshava that can passel other than pigel removes the pigel status. So to b'chatas, I have a machshava shalom shma, which is a puzzling machshava that also removes the pigel status. Right? Rashi says, look at Rashi, the second to last short line. Hoyel the chutz l'mkomo, machsheves amanas la'ochol, chutz l'mechitzas achilaso, right, wherever that is, the hayin l'b'chol ir, v'chutz l'ir, ha v'chutz l'mkomo, posel b'shlamim, behedjem ravina b'tzu imperik beis, elosh ein b'karis, that's motzi midei pigel, shekol machshev, right here it is, shekol machshevach psul, motzia midei pigel. Any machsheves psul with motzi midei pigel, so to my chakas, any machsheves psul, motzi midei pigel. Okay, so Gemara that says, wait a second. Gemara that asks, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Mitzida Tavra. Your logic in and of itself refutes itself. Mitzida Tavra. Why? Ma l'chutz l'mkomo. Right? Chutz l'mkomo. Haposo b'shlamim. Shekein noeg b'chol hazvachim. Tomar b'shalo v'shmo. Sho'eino noeg ele v'pes v'chatas v'vad. Basically, the question is, you're being too general. Look at the specifics. Your psul of chutz l'mkomo, that's not only a psul by shlamim. That's a psul by all karbanos. So you're going to learn that to chatas, a shalom l'shmo by chatas, which is only a psul individually by chatas and pesach, right? Ma the chutz l'mkomo posul b'shlamim shekein noeg b'chol hazvachim tomar b'shalom l'shmo she'eino noeg ela b'pesach b'chatas b'vad ela. So how am I going to answer? Ela ma is lach l'meimar. You have to say davar haposul behen motzi midei pigel. Davar ha'akhav behen mevil de pigel. Hachanami davar ha'posa ba motzi midei pigel. Davar ma'akhav mevil de pigel. I think he's just being even more general. How do you answer why machshev shalosh ba'bechatas removes the pigel status? The reason is by shlamim, something that passels the shlamim removes. If anything that passels shlamim removes the pigel status. So too, davar ma'akev behen, something that's ma'akev, I mean the dalavodos, brings it to lay pigol. Halkanami, by the chatas, will say, davar aposebo, anything that makes the carbon chatas puzzle, shabbat shalol ishma, right? Anything that makes the carbon chatas puzzle brings it to lay pigol, and, right? Davar ma'akeva, and avodah ma'akev, which would be like the tefillah, right, the chatas tefillos, with the tefillah, the etzva, that is mevia with lay pigol. I don't know what the difference is. What? Because he's making a different lima. Because he's not saying it specifically, you have a makshava here or a makshava here. He's not talking about makshavas. We're just talking about, like, there's a psul. Anything, right, anything that passes a particular carbon removes pigul status. And everything that's essential to kasher, you can have pigul makshava during that. Pigul would be effective during that. So too, by the chatas, shalol lishma passes it, so it removes pigul, and by the chatas pnimius, when dipping the finger is essential to the carbon, that a machshava during that time can create pigul. Amar Rav Mari says, afa na namitz nina, I'll bring a raya that machshava during tefillas etzba is mifageles, the zeh klal, we have the following mishnah in menachos, right, we're talking about pigul by menachos. Kol ha-komets, if you, komets is when you take the three-finger scoop, kol ha-komets, Vinosin, or you put into the kli, v'hamolich, and you walk the kli with the komets in the zbeach, v'hamakir, right? If you have a machshavas pigle during any of those avodos, that pigle works. So bishlema, it makes sense. If you're trying to compare now the dalal avodos, by minchot, and avodos by korvachatis. Bishlema, komets, hainuch, shokin. Kmitz is the same thing as shchita. Molich, walking the komets in the zbeach, hainu molich. That's the same thing as walking the blood to the mizbeach. Makir, burning it on the komets, is also kizorik. That's like zorik. Elonosing the kli, my nihu. What's the concept of putting the komets into the kli? Right? So let's say, ilam or the dummy, the kabbalah, maybe it's the same thing as accepting the blood into the kli. Me dummy. It's not comparable. Why? By the kemitza, hasan, mi mela. By the kabbalah, it happens automatically. You shech that you have to catch the blood, otherwise it's on the floor. But by the kemitza, haki iu kashakel v'rami. By the komets, by the mincha, he takes his hand and he puts it into the kli. It's very different whether you do it or it happens by itself. You don't catch the blood in your hand and then put it in the kli, as opposed to the kemitza, where you put it in your hand and then put it in the kli. Ella, but so much you have to say, kevan de lo sagi de lo yahir. Since it's impossible to be makav de mincha without putting it into kli. Because that's what we learned, that if you have to put the kmitz in the kli sharis. So one of the halachas by mincha. Since it's impossible to have a kosher mincha without putting it in the kli, al korche, what? Take my hand with the kmitz in here, walk it to his bayach, and then dump it on. Right. So he says, Ella came with the low sagi low hive, al korche avoda kashuvihi. It's an essential avoda for the mincha. So therefore, and the Mishnah said what? That machshava pigel works by it. Hachanami, so to us, by the Tefillas Etzba, came on the low sagi low avidle. You can't do the mach of the carbon without doing this. The Torah says you have to do it. Al korche hainu halacha. That's the case. So therefore, it's the same thing as a halacha. They're the same thing as halacha of the dam b'kli, and therefore machshavas mifageles. You see from this Mishnah that anything that is essential to being makriv to the kashrus of the carbon, you can have a machshavas pigle during that avodah. That's why you can have a machshavas pigle during putting it in the kli by the mincha, and you can have a machshavas pigle if by dipping the finger into the blood by the chatas pnimius.
Why does he compare putting dipping, with the blood comfortable
to halacha? Halacha
is very debatable.
So a lot of debatable points to Rabbi Shimon. So we can say he's not going like Rabbi Shimon.
What's the status of that act of taking the kli
taking the kemitza, right? No, there are four avodas by the kemitza, right? Komets, nesina b'kli, molik and mafia. It does. Yeah, it's essential avoda. So the Gemara says, no, you can't compare. Low, right? Low. Right. You can't bring a raya from. Sorry, you can't bring a raya from that Mishnah to Dvinah of Tefillas Etzba. Sorry, we're just going to go over. Olam the dami la kabbalah. Really. There's no raya there because putting the komets in the kli is the same thing as putting the blood into the kli. So it has nothing to do with an essential avoda or anything like that. It's not. It's comparable. So once all four line up, then it's just the same. It's the same avoda. So you can't bring it to Tavilas Etzva. Lola, oh, the Dami the Kabbalah. I Udika Marta, you said that the difference is because Hakla Mimela Bahasim Yukal Shakto Biyahiv. What the blood goes in Mela, and by the creature you have to put it in. So he says, no, Kabun the Edi Vidi Matan Klihu. Bottom line, so close so, what are you doing? You're putting the item into the Kli, Mali Mimela, Mali Kashakal Biyahiv. Doesn't make a difference whether it's Mimela or not. What's the Havamina, what's the Maskana? So the Havamina was that you had to look at how it got into the Kli. The Maskana is you look at the results. If the result is the same, that's close enough. So now that we've lined up all four avodas in a carbon, and all four avodas in a carbon mincha, so there's no room to pull it over into a chatas pnimios. So that's not a raya. So tomorrow they're going to say that maybe it's a machlokes tanoim about the by pig or by tzvilas esva. Okay, we'll stop here.